always something happening, and we keep saying it time and time again, but it never ceases to amaze me, the research that is going on locally in the Hunter region. Great to have a chat to co-joint associate professor Adrian Dunlop. They're looking at a new cannabis trial, and Hunter New England Health Drug Alcohol Service Area Director. Good morning, Adrian. You're looking for roughly how many cannabis-dependent users?
Good morning, Todd. Yeah, we're looking for another 30 or so dependent cannabis users. We have got a few people have called up recently, but yes, if people would like to be called, that'd be great.
So how will the trial run, and what is it trying to achieve?
Sure. So it's a medication-based study to see if a particular medicine called Sativex or Nabiximol, which is contains both THC and cannabidiol or CBD in a spray form, so it's not in a smoked form, it's in a oral spray form. So we're trying to work out if that can help people who want to try to come off cannabis, smoking cannabis.
Do you find that people don't often want to admit that they are dependent? A lot of people say, look, yeah, I suppose it's like drinking. Yeah, I like a drink, I like a wine, I like a beer, I like cannabis, but no, I'm not dependent on it. How do people know that they're dependent?
Oh, the quick rule of thumb is if you can't stop yourself, if you want to be able to stop and you can't stop yourself, then that's the quick rule of thumb. You're absolutely right. There's stigma associated with any dependence. Tobacco, alcohol, cannabis, all of the substances, Todd.
A lot of people want to know that if they come and be a part of it, that their anonymity and their it's very, very discreet. How will this trial differ from other trials that have targeted dependents?
Sure. So anonymity is a very important point, and of course we keep the names of any individuals who take part in the study confidential. That's very sensitive for people who want to engage in studies for very good reason, and that's why there's a pretty high standard that we have to achieve, and we do achieve when we do studies like this. What's different from other trials? So we have done one trial of this medication very short term for a 1 week period only. We did that a couple of years ago, and it showed some promise, and that's why we're doing this additional trial. It's a medication-based study to see if people taking this particular medication can cut down.
And over what period of time? How long is this trial going to take?
It's a 13-week study. So each person who participates is in the trial for 13 weeks, and then there's a follow-up period after that. Half the group get an active medication and half the group get a placebo, and both us and the patients are blinded to that. So we don't know and they don't know, and we don't get to choose, neither do they.
So male, female, age groups,
yep.
Who are you looking for?
Yeah, so adults, so 18 years or older, and men or women.
Excellent. Okay, and how can you be a part of it? Maybe if you're listening this morning and you know someone in your family who would benefit from this, what's the easiest way to get in touch with you to be involved in the trial?
So there's a phone number. It's 0418 161 016. That's 0408. 161 016. That's the phone number to get in touch with the researchers for the trial.
Simple as that. And if you are concerned, your anonymity will be maintained. So do not even worry about that. And and this could be the start of a whole new life. Adrian, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Todd.
It's interesting to note what's going on in and around the Hunter when it comes to some amazing research. 0408 161 016 is the number, or head to 2NURFM.com and full details on the webpage.